Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Just ahead, a new plan to make the Gulf of Mexico better than ever. But first, this note on emerging science from Megan Miner.
A state-of-the-art theater with surround sound gives the illusion that audio is just behind you, or to the right, or left. In the grand theater of the ocean, sharks experience surround smell. Scientists originally thought sharks used the intensity of smells to locate food. But because smells don't disperse evenly in water, marine biologists in Florida and Massachusetts wondered if this really was how sharks find their prey. The researchers set up an experiment where sharks wore headgear that released scents of different concentrations, one nostril at a time. They found that even when an extremely diluted smell was sent to one nostril before a full-strength odor was sent to the other, the shark turned in the direction of the nostril that sniffed the smell first. This showed that sharks use each of their nostrils independently to pinpoint their food. The finding may help explain why hammerhead sharks are considered the fastest and often the first sharks to reach prey. Hammerheads have nostrils on either side of their head, increasing the lag time between scents reaching each nostril, making them faster at honing in on dinner. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Megan Miner.